Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
That's what I'm going through currently, brother, is how much of the success needs to be shown almost to the point where it's like shamelessly showing the success for the purpose of motivating the rest, you know? Because, you know, our community, we respect success, bro.
Right.
We respect success. And that's the part that I go through.
Well, I think with you, it's not about what you have. It's about what you do with it that showcases what you have. Right? So it's like, there's always going to be a way where, let's say, I say Meek Mill say he bought a farm, right? We know it takes money to buy a farm.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to then assume that this person has money,
mm-hmm.
right? You see a person traveling the world. I know it costs to travel the world. So I know you must be successful in that realm, right? Mm-hmm. You start you a clothing business. You do these things. It's about what you're doing with what you have versus what you have. Because then when people want to emulate the type of success and the rewards that come from being you, they like, oh, this is what comes with it. But then once I get it, this is what I should do with it.
Mm.
You feel me? So for me, that's what it's about. You feel me? Like, I never show cars, houses, anything of that nature. You feel me? But I'm always get to travel with my team.
Mm-hmm.
That's expensive as hell. I run an independent show. That's expensive as hell, right? We take the money and we self-invest and I can move throughout this planet Earth how I want to. So, but then, you know, I might want to ride in the Phantom with the homie. You feel? We might take a picture in the back. Why not? But only if it's my real life. If it's not your real life, then that's when it's not authentic and that's when it's not real. But there's nothing wrong with showing your real life. That's just documentation.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
But to go out your way to do something to project an image,
right,
then that's not going to be real.
Correct.
So your image is authenticity. So do what's authentic to you and people go feel it.
Yeah.
But it's nothing wrong with raising a bar. You feel me? Because then it has to be an evolution. Because if you stay the same, right, then what's the benefit of following the path? You feel me? I want to see the elevation. So I think about that in my own life. It's like life design. You feel me? We're watching D1 and we're saying, okay, well, I like what he does, but I don't want the benefits of what, you know what I mean, the life comes along with. I would think that he's able to travel the world, he getting some money, then I would think I would be able to see these things evolve. It could be your clothing, it could be places you go to, it could be anything, but it's just increments of improvement and advancement. There's a version of you in 10 years that had better taste, that moves differently, that, you know, dresses differently, that spends his money differently, and they shows the world that. We know you a person that is fearless, you're courageous in the way that you go about speaking truth, right? You know how to make music. What is the next stage to saying that you now have the same operation and resources behind your good that they have behind their bad?
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not that they're good in the sense that, you know, morally good or whatever, it's that they know the science of constructing it. So luxury brands, we're in a manufacturing facility. There's a process to development and aspiration. And that aspiration versus ambition. So you fighting the ambition of the culture. What we want to gain, what we want to gain. And the focus is aspiration. What do we want to become? Where are we evolving into? So then that question becomes for you to have their own self assessment of what is the evolution of D1? What does that look like? How will you inspire people to aspire next?
Absolutely. And that's something that, as I think on it, I'm really excited because I didn't have any idea that God would use me in the way that he's using me now. It's just like David in the Bible, man. David had no idea that he was going to be the son that was chosen to be the king. You feel me? David was just the young dude just trying to obey his father's orders, you know what I'm saying? And he had no idea when he went out there to run an errand for his daddy that he would end up being the person to fight Goliath. Feel me? And defeat Goliath when everybody else was afraid. Like, when you focused on your path and your gifts and just constantly, you know, being pleasing to God, God will say, you are a worthy messenger. Mm. You know, the message got to get out one way or another. And the message itself is not selfish. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the messenger not being selfish. Because you got certain messengers here that God will be like, here, I'm trying to ordain you to be the one that puts this message out. And you got certain messengers that's like, nah, God, I ain't ready for that now. Nah, God, I'm too distracted with other stuff.
Right, you know what
I
mean? Right.
For me, it's just like, I just want to be a messenger that God can always look at and say, yep, he's ready anytime I call on him.
Mm.
And that is something that has, it's clicked to me that, man, he's using me for a purpose that I never even saw myself, like, I never saw myself walking in these shoes, bro. Mm-hmm. Never did on this level. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to go platinum in heaven, man. Forget Billboard. You know what I mean? I done did the Billboard charts. I done did all that stuff. That's small fries at this point. And the real challenge is to get everybody else to see that.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
These are man-made awards, man-made trophies that we are spending our whole life and our creativity and our time and our talents chasing after, looking for validation.
We just never open a curtain to see what was behind the machine, right? It's like Dorothy in the, what's the movie? Is she trying to find, she get lost?
The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And then, but once you get to the end of Wizard of Oz and you can see the wizard, it ain't impressive. He's a little man behind it.
Correct.
And it's the same thing with these awards and things of that nature.
Correct.
If you was to unveil the process, who's this person, how they pick, what's the machine, how the process, it's not really that impressive.
Correct.
Once you realize that most of these awards, if you want to get them, it's payola.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You want to be, you want to do a press run?
Absolutely.
You feel me? You go pay somebody $5,000, $10,000, you can get your press run. You want to be on the red carpet? You can get in these places. It's just a little money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My brother Dame Dash said, he make anybody famous, give me $10,000.
Straight up.
You feel me? I'll get it to the right people.
Straight up.
All it is a budget.
Yeah.
But we don't be knowing a lot of times the ins and out of the process.
Mm.
And a lot of it seems more nefarious until you get in and realize, oh, I just didn't know her. I ain't got her contact.
Correct.
But this person got their contact, so now you're giving them more credence and validation only because they have a connection that you don't have. Not that they're more than what you are, right? And so it's our ignorance, right, that most of what we're giving all of this value to. Because if we understood, this stuff becomes very small and unimpressive very fast.
The more that I learn about the game, the less desire that I have to want to play the game.
Mm.
Because I realize that playing the game makes me feel like a lame, bro.
Mm.
Like, it's a bunch of lames that are in this industry that were never cool before they got in the industry. And now they're trying to hold on to their little position or their job title with everything they have because that is where their credibility comes from. You know what I mean? We got a saying about me being a made man. Like, I was a made man before I set foot in this game. This game was a strategic chess move for me to get into this industry so that I could continue to make impact, but on a broader scale. You feel me? And I understand that there's levels to this. And once again, I never want to chase mass appeal when I have to sacrifice what's godly and real about me. So the day that I reach a level in this game, but I'm no longer the authentic dude that everybody is like, man, your authenticity, dog, that shine out more than anything. Yeah, you a beast 100%. At rapping. You a beast at this, you a beast at speaking, but your authenticity, the day people stop saying that is the day that I have to feel like I sold out because the authenticity is what makes, brother, I'm in places where my numbers don't even justify me being in if I was following the rules of the game.
Mm-hmm.
My numbers and my stats and my accolades don't justify some of the places that I'm in, but it's because God is ordaining everything I'm doing. Like, this is a blueprint that everybody needs to be looking at to follow because it won't be some course I'm trying to sell you. It'll be keep God first, remain authentic at all times, and use your God-given gifts to make this world a better place. Mm. That's it. And you ain't had to pay me a dollar for that. That ain't no course I had to sell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that right there is what I have realized is that we overcomplicate things, dog. And sometimes I go through, dog, I'm still adjusting to realizing the magnitude of the calling that God got on me, dog. Mm. I'm still adjusting to it in real time. Sometimes you my brother. I consider you a real brother, a friend. When I first realized, we sitting down here talking, when they play this back, if you keep the whole thing, that first answer I gave, that was me trying to just figure out in my head, give an answer that feels worthy of having a convo with your brother like this. After that first answer I gave in this interview, that's when real David stepped into the building. I was like, man, this is my brother, man. I'm worthy of being here. Yeah. But I go through imposter syndrome, bro. Mm. That's something people don't know. With all the fearlessness and everything, dog, I still be feeling like, man, I'm just let David off Dwyer Road in New Orleans East. You heard me? In the Goose. Like, where am I? What am I doing? What is a D1? What is this award? What is these people reaching out to me? So at times, like, I'm still grappling with the magnitude of what God has called me to do. And, you know, my label that I came up, that I formed, my record label is Mission Vision, right? That's my whole tagline, Mission Vision. Mission Vision, that's my brand. I'm so focused on the mission that, like, sometimes, bro, I think I don't allow myself to be as focused on the vision as I should be. Because the mission is about day-to-day, on the ground, foot soldiers, like, what battle we fighting today? You know, mission is in war mode, right? In this spiritual war. The vision is about being able to detach sometimes and say, man, I could think big. And I can acknowledge at this point, bro, that, like, I think I've been so locked in on the mission for so long that now it's to the point to where, like, man, I'm just starting to realize that I either got to surround myself with the visionaries or I got to be able to, I don't know what it means to take a vacation. I never took a vacation. I don't know what it means to, like, to detach. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people do it so easily, dog. I haven't seen you in my city before, in New Orleans. You steal keys, but I'm like, my dude not in, like, work mode right now. Like, he in collect information mode. You know what I'm saying? And we just sitting back. I don't be doing that well, dog.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.